Just as they were about to turn into the left-hand path, Alice suddenly stopped and, pointing downwards, exclaimed, "How very curious, Maggie. Look, there is a house down there in the bottom, which we have, or at least I have, never noticed before, often as we have walked up the bottom." Maggie followed with her eyes, her sister's pointing finger. "I don't see any house," she said. "Why, Maggie," said her sister, "can't you see it? A quaint-looking, old-fashioned red brick house, there just where the road bends to the right. It seems to be standing in a nice, well-kept garden, too." Maggie looked again, but the light was beginning to fade in the glen, and she was short-sighted to boot. "I certainly don't see anything," she said, "but then I am so blind, and the light is getting bad. Yes, perhaps I do see a house," she added, straining her eyes. "Well, it is there," replied her sister, "and tomorrow we will come and explore it." Maggie agreed readily enough, and the sisters went home, still speculating on how they had happened not to notice the house before, and resolving firmly on an expedition thither the next day. However, the expedition did not come off as planned, for that evening Maggie slipped on the stairs and fell, spraining her ankle in such a fashion as to preclude walking for some time. Notwithstanding the accident to her sister, Alice remained possessed by the idea of making further investigations into the house she had looked down upon from the hill the evening before, and the next day, having seen Maggie carefully settled for the afternoon, she started off for Bricket Bottom. She returned in triumph and much intrigued over her discoveries, which she eagerly narrated to her sister. "Yes, there was a nice, old-fashioned red brick house, not very large, and set in a charming old-world garden in the bottom. It stood on a tongue of land jutting out from the woods, just at the point where the lane, after a fairly straight course from its junction with the main road half a mile away, turned sharply to the right in the direction of Blaze's farm. More than that, Alice had seen the people of the house, whom she described as an old gentleman and a lady, presumably his wife. She had not clearly made out the gentleman who was sitting in the porch, but the old lady, who had been in the garden busy with her flowers, had looked up and smiled pleasantly at her as she passed. She was sure, she said, that they were nice people, and that it would be pleasant to make their acquaintance. Maggie was not quite satisfied with Alice's story. She was of a more prudent and retiring nature than her sister. She had an uneasy feeling that, if the old couple had been desirable or attractive neighbours, Mr. Roberts would have mentioned them, and knowing Alice's nature, she said what she could to discourage her vague idea of endeavouring to make acquaintance with the owners of the red brick house.